This is your home for the holidays. Continuous Christmas music on the air at 101.1 in HD and online at KOSI101.com. Happy holidays from KOSI Denver.
Cozy.
On Santa's list, she's naughty and he's nice. It's Murphy and Denise on Cozy 101 for the holidays.
Amy Grant, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
On Cozy 101.1, it's continuous Christmas music on your home for the holidays. It's 5:08. It's Monday, the 30th of November. What happened to those 4 days off? I don't know, but look who's back.
scary. Oh, no, I love back, to be back with all the holiday music. It's awesome. I love it.
So, were you gone by the time we started already to go see your folks?
No, I was here one day for the Christmas
Friday.
Music.
Yeah, that Friday.
Friday, yeah. And then I boogied that day. So I've been kind of out of it this past week.
Wow, a lot of things have been going on. We're deep into it now. You know, we're doing all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
And a lot of good Christmas music. And tomorrow, we'll kick off our Adopt-A-Family program. Our buddy Jim White will be in. It was funny. I think it was Thanksgiving morning, which that newspaper comes out. It's as big as the Sunday paper because it's all the ads for Black Friday. And for some reason, the arts and entertainment section of the Post was somehow folded over, not the main section of the paper. So I drop it out of the bag, open it up, and whose ugly puss is staring up at me?
You?
No. That'd be frightening. Jim White.
Oh.
Bill Houston did a really nice piece on Jim White.
I happen to think Jim White is a very handsome man. Thank you very much.
But did a really nice piece on Jim White and what he's done for Volunteers of America and basically talking about the Thanksgiving Day feast they do for the homeless at Jackson's down by Coors Field. They do that every year. And Marcus Camby, who used to play with the Nuggets, who's now in Sacramento, still, to this day, pays for that entire meal.
Oh, wow. That's really, really cool. That's what life's about, paying it forward and helping others.
But to see his face going, I went,
You know, I'm also excited. I heard this little rumor because it was announced after I was gone, and I was listening to Cozy yesterday when I got home, and I'm decking out my house.
Yeah.
And we have a concert that's going to be unbelievable, a Christmas concert with Foreigner and Catherine McPhee.
Right again.
And Brooke White.
Right once again.
Wow.
It's an office party.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's a chance for you to win an exclusive private office party at Hard Rock Cafe, December 14th. It's a breakfast brunch thing. You get food and all of them entertaining you and your office
and
mates.
And it's The Foreigner.
The Foreigner.
Ooh.
I'm as cold as ice. Yeah.
Oh, please don't. It's too early in the morning.
Sorry.
My God,
well,
I've been off a week. I got to get used to this slowly.
Back, baby. It's 5:10. Sunshine 55 today. Tonight clear, 28 for a low. Partly cloudy, 49 tomorrow. Then this little midweek thing's going to happen with some snow and colder temperatures with highs in the 30s and then warming up for the weekend again. 28 in Denver, 30 in Boulder at Cozy 101.1.
Smart.com for more information.
There's only one place to hear continuous Christmas music. 101.1. Cozy 101.1.
Comes to
mind. Gene Autry, Here Comes Santa Claus.
On Cozy 101.1, it's continuous Christmas music on your home for the holidays. Cozy 101.1, 516. She's back.
Hey, I would just like to point out, I had a poster of these guys on my wall growing up. Oh, yes.
Wham?
Wham the man, baby.
Wow.
It's Last Christmas on Cozy 101.1.
Last Christmas.
Wham. Last Christmas.
On Cozy 101.1, continuous Christmas music on your home for the holidays. Good morning, 5:20. Welcome back to reality. It's the 30th of November. Well, those 4 days, it just screamed by.
I know. My boys are like, every single day, do we have to go to school tomorrow? No. Yay! Do we have to go to school the next day? No. Yay!
I know.
That's back.
But think how busy you are. You got Thanksgiving, people coming and going in your life. Then the next day is Black Friday, and there were...
Did you go out for Black Friday?
Oh, no. But Carrie did.
Oh, she did?
She went to Toys R Us at midnight.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said it was the most unbelievable. She was at the Toys R Us by Park Meadow.
Yeah.
The line was out around the building where the old bookstore used to be. Around the building.
Why? Waiting. What was the hot toy this year?
I don't know what it was, but she had to be there. And she said it was truly one of those scenes like you see on the news.
Yeah.
People got trampled. They fell down and got run over.
Last time I saw that, it was back in the 80s when I was a child and Cabbage Patch Dolls came out. And there were women fist fighting in the aisles for Cabbage Patch dolls.
There's all kinds of stories like that. But
Carrie said
it was surreal because it was like you did hear about those things happening, but she actually experienced it happening.
Some stores say now that they regret opening up at like 4 or 5 in the morning because people come get their hot deals and then they're tired for the rest of the day and the shopping just goes down the tubes.
No kidding, if you're battling.
Right.
But now today's the other big day. It's Cyber Monday. This is the big online shopping day. And they said Friday that online shopping was way up, like 35%. Over last year. So what's today going to be like? All these free shipping deals and special deals you can get only online today.